This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Florida for the holidays amid uncertainty about his impeachment trial. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
While it's expected to be sunny at his Florida resort, plans for the trial remain cloudy here in Washington. Senate leaders Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are at an impasse over procedures and perhaps new witnesses. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi so far is refusing to send the Senate the actual articles of impeachment.
We'll see whether House Democrats ever want to work up the courage to actually take their accusations to trial.
McConnell hosted the president's defense team for a walkthrough in the Senate chamber, where the president's eventually expected to be acquitted on both charges. Before leaving here, the president mocked one of the accusations against him, tweeting, "Nancy Pelosi is looking for a quid pro quo with the Senate. Why aren't we impeaching her?" Sagar Magani at the White House.
Before leaving Washington, President Trump signed a massive defense spending bill that creates a new branch of the military, the Space Force. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Trump, addressing troops at Joint Base Andrews on his way to Florida for the holiday, signs a $738 billion defense spending package. It includes the formation of a new branch of the military, the first time that's happened in more than 70 years.
You will witness the birth of the Space Force.
He calls space the new war-fighting domain.
Amid grave threats to our national security, American superiority in space is absolutely vital.
The president also promised troops a pay raise and better equipment.
We are supporting you, the heroes who defend our families, secure our nation, and protect our freedom.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And from Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea lashed out Saturday at the U.S. State Department's recent criticism of its human rights record. VOA's Bill Gallo has more from Seoul.
North Korea specifically took issue with a recent VOA interview of a senior State Department official who said the U.S. remains deeply concerned about North Korean human rights abuses. In a statement via state media, North Korea's foreign ministry said those comments were like pouring oil over a burning fire. The controversy comes at a particularly tense moment. North Korea has threatened to walk away from nuclear talks and has promised the U.S. an ominous Christmas gift. That gift could be a long-range missile launch or other provocation. The U.S. is also gradually increasing pressure. On Friday, the State Department renewed its designation of North Korea as a violator of religious freedom. U.S. President Donald Trump also signed legislation tightening sanctions on Pyongyang. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi called a meeting with his Council of Ministers on Saturday to discuss the security situation in the country. This follows protests against a controversial citizenship law. Catastrophic conditions are fueling massive bushfires across Australia's New South Wales Saturday. Shane Fitzsimmons is the commissioner of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service.
Catastrophic fire dangers are as bad as it gets. These are the very worst of conditions, and given that we've got a landscape with so much fire active and burning in it, you've got a recipe for very serious concern.
Some major roads heading to the south and west from Sydney are closed, and authorities are asking people to delay holiday travel. Gladys Berejiklian is the Premier of the New South Wales.
We are expecting very difficult circumstances, situation today in relation to all of the fire fronts. As you know, it is a catastrophic definition today, which means at very short notice, any of the fire fronts that are active can become very dangerous in a short amount of time.
Conditions are expected to improve in the coming days before another burst of hot weather in about a week. A researcher says data on 267 million Facebook users has been exposed. AP's Mike Rossi reports.
The names, phone numbers, and unique user IDs of more than 267 million Facebook users, nearly all of them U.S.-based, were on the open Internet for at least 10 days this month, beginning December 4th. Ukrainian researcher Bob Diachenko says he notified the host Internet provider when he found the database on December 14th, and 5 days later, it was no longer online. But the researcher says the data was likely harvested by criminals. Facebook did not directly confirm the finding, but said it is investigating the issue. I'm Mike Gracia.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.